If I need to request a master data change, I can do so by creating a Z3 notification. Examples of such changes could be in relation to functional, location, equipment, maintenance plans, etc. To begin, I type the transaction code IW21 in the command field of my toolbar and press Enter. Alternatively, I can double-click IW21, create PM notification listed under my favorites, if it is available in the list. In the Create PM Notification Initial screen, I type Z3 in the Notification Type field and press Enter. This takes me to the Create PM Notification Master Data Change Request screen. Here, I type a short description of the change I am requesting. Next, I click on the Object Part field, where I can enter the type of master data the change is related to. Click the search icon to the right of the field. I now expand the appropriate folder by clicking on the small arrow icon, and then double-click the item I want to select. I go to the Planner Group field and type QA00 in the Plant field next to it. This helps to restrict the list of planner groups to the Qatar business unit. Next, I click on the search icon to the right of the Planner Group field and select the group responsible for making the change by double-clicking it. Now, I have to provide as much detail as possible regarding the change in the Description Long Text field to ensure quality consistency. The details are entered based on a template. To insert the template, I begin by clicking the Create Text icon. I then click on the Standard Text icon and click the search icon next to the text name field. To get a list of all standard texts relevant to Qatar Business Unit, I type QA star in the name field and click the execute icon. I am now presented with a list of standard texts. I select the appropriate standard text by clicking on the line item and then click the green tick icon to confirm my section. I checkmark the expand immediately tick box and press Enter. The template is inserted in the Description Long Text field, and I can fill in all the required details. Once I have filled in as much detail as possible, I click the back icon to return to the notification header. Next, I type in the unique ID of the person responsible for approving the changes in the User Responsible field. If I am requesting the change on behalf of someone, I can type the person's unique ID in the Reported By field. Similarly, if the changes are related to a specific functional location, I type the name of the location in the Functional Location field. Once I have entered all this information, I click on the Set Status icon and select the status AVER, awaiting verification. Finally, I click the Save icon. If I wanted to return to the notification and continue filling out more information before submitting, I would not set the status. Instead, I would simply click Save. I would submit the request for approval only after I enter all the relevant information. Editing an existing notification is explained in another video.